Hello, this is Carolyn Kupke. I'm doing a Texas history assignment for Dr. Summer's class. And I did an interview with my father, Charles L. Lacey, for the South Texas Oral History and Folklore Collection. What I did was I asked him several questions, but I wrote them down on paper first because he didn't feel comfortable doing a one-on-one interview. So we were able to accomplish the interview by just giving him a sheet of questions, and then he answered them in his leisure. Anything else you may hear on the tape after this interview is over is just junk. So immediately after my father has stopped talking is just ignore it. The interview is finished after that.
During the Depression years, my family consisted of my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Tom Lacey, one brother, Weldon, killed in World War II, and two sisters. We lived on a 160-acre farm north of Bishop in a four-room farmhouse. They had no electricity, and they had only one water faucet in the kitchen. We used kerosene lamps for lights. We had an old wooden ice box that we bought a block of ice on Sundays to cool the food. We had a wood heater in the winter time, and that kept us warm. Baths were taken in a wash tub in the kitchen or the back porch. Laundry was accomplished with an old wringer type washer with a gas engine. Mother boiled the clothes on the in an outside pot from under it with fire under it, with lye soap added to the clothes. Clothes were hung on a clothesline to dry. We had about 10 milk cows in which we milked morning and evening. We used a cream separator operated by a handle which separated the cream from the milk, leaving the skim milk. We sold the cream to a large dairy. The skim milk was fed to about a dozen hogs, which we sold, and we butchered one generally during the winter time. The for meat, we had a smokehouse that the raw meat was hung up in, and a smoking fire was built inside the smokehouse. This cured the meat and kept it from spoiling. We had a bunch of chickens in which we sold eggs and usually ate a couple of fried chickens on Sunday. Also had a few turkeys which we raised to sell. Dad farmed the land with mules, then by tractor, which he bought in 1934. We raised cotton and grain for cash crops, and hay and grain for to feed the animals, which were the mules, cows, and so forth. During these years, cash was short, but no one had much. We didn't feel any different than anyone else. Social life was limited to church on Sunday, the Baptist church, going to town on Saturday for the groceries, and going to Bishop to the movie. We had one movie in Bishop. We'd sometimes see a movie on Saturdays. During the summer, we would have ice cream suppers at our neighbor's house. Our closest neighbors at that time was the Pax. In 1939, my brother went into the CCCs for 6 months after graduating from high school. He was based in Colorado and helped fight forest fires. In 1941, after Pearl Harbor, the start of World War II, he enlisted in the Army Air Corps and was a gunner on B-17s and B-29s, and was killed in a plane crash in August 1944 after making a bombing raid on Japan. My sister Doris also graduated from high school in 39 and went to nursing school to become a registered nurse. She entered the Army as a nurse and served in the Pacific. She was released from the Army after the war in 1945. My sister Wanda went to Bishop High School and married George Etheridge in 1942. She was and is a housewife. I, being the youngest, was born in 1928. The only president that I recall as a kid was Franklin D. Roosevelt. I was about 16 or 17 years old when he died. We had rationing in World War II on gas, shoes, sugar, and probably other things. During my youth, Bishop was a busy little town with every store open and doing great on Saturday when the farmers paid off the working hands. Local people traded in Bishop rather than go to Kingsville or Corpus Christi. World War II seemed to draw people together as everyone knew someone in the service. The community was closer knit than is now. The farmers raised gardens and the wives met in town to process and can the vegetables. It was like a group effort. We always had plenty to eat, but we worked hard to get by. I entered the Army Air Corps in 1946 and retired from the United States Air Force in 1968. I think because of the Depression years, my family has always been and is a close-knit family, even after 50 years.
This is the end of the interview.